You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
You're listening to The Sisters, Episode 8, Homesick, inspired by real events.
According to the Gospel of Mark, generally thought to be the oldest and most reliable of the Gospels, Jesus is crucified on the orders of Roman governor Pontius Pilate. Now, after the execution, a group of women visited Jesus' tomb only to discover that the body was gone. Now, most scholars maintain that Jesus' own disciples had stolen his body. But the question remains, why? If they truly believed that Jesus would be resurrected in spiritual form, why did they need the body? Or, more precisely, why did they need the bones?
Somebody stole Matilda.
Say that again.
There's been a break-in at the Mudder. Nothing else was touched, but whoever it was got Matilda. She's gone, Frankie.
Duncan!
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't come in here.
She's the curator, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Duncan, what happened?
I don't know.
Hello, ma'am. Detective Esposito, Philly PD. I'm in charge
here. I'm Frankie Bradshaw. I'm the curator. What is going on?
A lot. But please, Miss Bradshaw, remain calm. I've been briefed by your friend Duncan here about the situation. I know the artifact is valuable. I'm sorry it's gone. But the best thing we can do is deal with the facts, step by step. Follow me.
This is so messed up, right?
This way.
We follow Detective Esposito over to Matilda's display case, which has been smashed into 1,000 pieces.
Oh my god.
They must have used a hammer, the fuckers.
There's broken glass all over the floor.
They left in a hurry. See here? They left behind a lot of debris. Bubble wrap, tape. Oh, look, there's even a weight belt.
Wait, a weight belt? I mean, that's random.
Well, that skeleton's heavy, yeah?
Very.
That explains it. One of the guys who carried it out of here must have had a bad back.
Are there any fingerprints?
Well, we haven't found any yet, but if there are, they'll turn up.
They got in through the back door.
Well, how do you know?
The lock was smashed.
But the good news is, you have 2 security cameras, and our people are going through the footage now. With any luck, we'll have more answers soon.
Okay, well, how soon? Is there any way you can fast-track this?
If it was a Rodin or a Van Gogh, maybe. But a skeleton from a museum full of... Are those eyeballs on the wall?
Yes.
We'll do what we can, but don't hold your breath.
Frankie, where are you going?
I hurry upstairs to my office. Why? To grab the documents, the supposed chain of title for Matilda. If the police aren't going to do a proper investigation, then I will. And, of course, my ex-husband is calling at the perfect time.
Hey, Benil, this isn't the best time.
This isn't the best time for me either. Jeez, I'm sorry to be calling you like this, but... Random question, did you call your mother's nursing home in Florida recently?
No. Actually, yes, I did. Well, I tried to, but...
It's okay, no big deal. But, your mom called me. She was confused. They must have had my number as a backup.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. What did she say?
Well, that's the thing. She just kind of rambled on about...
Carrie?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you said her name.
Yeah, that's right. I did.
Hey, Frankie. Oh, man, are you okay? You want me to call Este?
No, it's okay. Hey, Benil, look,
yeah.
Would it be all right if I came by to see you?
Francis?
Father Tim, hello. I didn't have anywhere else to go.
After driving around for hours in the rain, I showed up on Father Tim's doorstep. With the girls.
We need somewhere to stay.
There. So, tell me what happened.
The devil wants to take away my babies.
I see. And does Thomas know about this?
Thomas did it, Father. I know this sounds totally mad, but Thomas made some sort of pact with a man called Mark Whitney. Mark said he could bring our daughters back.
What do you mean? Are you talking about Maud and Mary?
Yes. And it worked. He brought them back. They're there in your kitchen, drinking hot chocolate.
No, Francis. Jackie and Jill... are in the kitchen.
No, Father, no. I mean, yes, it is Jackie and Jill, but something is happening to them. It's as if they're sharing their bodies, their minds, their souls with Maud and Mary.
You know, children have big imaginations.
No, but this is different, Father. This is... They know things. It's like Maud and Mary are inside them.
Inside them?
Yes. They're real. They're there. It's like... they're possessed. Where are you going?
Stay here. I'm just going to phone Thomas and let him know you're safe.
No, I don't want you to do that.
Yes, Francis. We have to. He's probably worried sick about you.
I don't want to speak to him.
All right. You don't have to speak to him. I just want to let him know you're safe. All right?
And yet you still loved him, didn't you, Francis?
I still had hope that he was the man I'd married, the man I'd loved. And this had all been a terrible mistake and that... Somehow...
Frankie! Hi. Oh, come in. Come in.
The doorman gave me a dirty look. What'd you tell him, I'm a bitch or something?
No. He's just mad the Sixers lost.
It's a nice place.
Thanks.
You're moving up in the world, huh? Must be that Netflix money.
Well, you know... keep climbing. Eventually you're gonna reach the top. What's going on, Frankie? I gotta admit, I was surprised you wanted to see me.
Carrie is alive.
What?
Well, she might be. A woman came forward claiming to be Carrie, and we don't know for sure, and I should have waited, but I...
But you called your mom and upset her.
Yes, and now I feel like the worst person in the world.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I still don't understand. Why'd you want to see me?
She always liked you, Benil. Will you do me a favor? Would you just sit here for moral support? Just, like, call her back.
As the words come out of my mouth, I realize it's half true and half bullshit. I'm here because I still miss my husband.
Sure, go ahead, call your mom. Put her on speaker.
Thank you so much. You know, I struggle communicating with her.
Well, she has dementia, Frankie.
My struggles with her started way before the dementia.
Hello?
Hi, is this the nurse? I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. I'm Frankie Bradshaw. I'm looking for my mom, Rita.
Oh, yes, I remember. One moment.
Hi. Mom, it's me. Frankie. How are you? I'm here with Benil. Do you remember Benil?
Oh. Benny. Yes, Benny. I danced with him at your wedding.
That's right. Mom, you did.
See? She remembers a lot.
And, Mom? Do you remember Carrie?
Was she at your wedding, too?
No, she wasn't. Carrie is your other daughter, Mom. Carrie was my twin sister, and she was taken from us as a little girl.
No. I don't have another daughter. Never did. I have one daughter.
No, Mom, you had two, and...
Who are you? Who are you, really? Stop calling me.
Mom,
who are you?
Mom, relax.
I don't know
I'm
you.
Rita?
I don't know you.
Rita, are you okay? Come here. Everything's fine. Calm down. Yep, just breathe.
Shit. Frankie, I'm sorry.
Where's the bathroom? Breathe.
I shut the water off and I turn around to grab a towel. But then I see it. Displayed on the wall above the towel rack is an upside down cross inscribed with the word Hellfire.
Hello?
Frankie, Detective Esposito down at the station.
Yes. Did you find something?
Maybe. You better get down here. And bring your friend, too.
My friend? Wait, you mean Duncan, my colleague?
That's the one. See you soon.
That was the police. I gotta go.
The police? Is this about Carrie?
No, this is the other woman in my life. Matilda, the skeleton.
Right. The burglary of the Mudder. Any leads?
Maybe. I'm headed to the station, but, I have a question. Why do you have that upside-down cross in the bathroom?
Oh, that. It's from the article I wrote on the, Hellfire Club. You know, one of the members gave me a souvenir.
But... Why is it displayed on your bathroom wall?
Well, why do you think? Because they're full of shit.
What you're looking at here is security footage from the Mudder. Now there's good news and bad news. What do you want first?
What's the bad news?
Well, we didn't find anything on the tape.
Really? That's, like, the ultimate bad news. How can there be good news after that?
20 minutes are missing.
What, from the tape?
Yes, ma'am. Between 3:13 a.m. and 3:33 a.m., the security cameras at the Mudder were shut off. On purpose, it seems. Look here. See the screen? It's frozen. And that's when the break-in occurred. In that 20-minute window. Very convenient, huh?
Don't you mean inconvenient? It would have been very helpful to have that footage.
Oh, yeah? To who?
To us? To you? To the entire city of Philadelphia? What's going on here?
She thinks it's an inside job.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you implied it.
Who has access to the Mudder security cameras?
Just us.
I see.
Look, Detective Esposito.
Sal. Call me Sal.
Sal, you seem like a nice woman, but with all due respect, why would we steal our star attraction?
Maybe you're protecting the star attraction. Hey, maybe I should be talking to you, Duncan. Tell me about your new podcast.
You have a new podcast?
He does, indeed. Bad Bones, it's called. And it's all about the skeleton. Sorry, Matilda.
Hey, ma'am, I don't appreciate the insinuation here.
Detective, really, I'm sure Duncan has nothing to do with this.
Why not? You don't think he's got the brains to pull it off?
What?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Guys, I have an idea. Why don't you go for a walk, grab some lunch, talk this over, and get back to me? How's that sound, huh?
You started a new podcast without telling me?
You're not my mother. You were on a road trip with Carrie.
Duncan, look at me. I am not accusing you of anything, but...
Sounds like you're about to.
We're the only ones who have access to those security cameras. So why was that footage erased?
I don't know. Maybe it's just bad luck.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. My only crime is being weird. You know, I've never been the popular guy. I'm a misfit. But when I started working at the Mudder, for the first time in my life, I felt like I belonged. And you were my first friend.
I am your friend.
Are you sure about that? Because I gotta be honest, since you started drinking again, you're a different person. Later, whoever you are.
Benil?
Hey, Frankie. Are you looking for an excuse to see me again?
What is
that? We left your documents here, the chain of title for Matilda.
Shit. Sorry about that. Look, you caught me at a bad time, but I'll come down right now and...
No. Don't apologize. Frankie, where are you?
Broad Street, outside the police station.
All right, stay there. I'll come to you.
Okay, but why?
Frankie, but there's a name on this list. The owner of the skeleton. Mark Whitney.
Mark Whitney, yeah. What about him?
Frankie, just stay there.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24. Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Mommy, are we ever going home?
Of course we are, darling.
Where's Daddy?
Yeah, I miss Daddy. We all miss him, sweetheart. There's just some things we need to sort out, that's all.
What things, Mummy?
Well, look, sometimes things get a little bit complicated with grown-ups.
Mummy?
Yeah?
No, I don't feel well.
No. What do you mean, love?
I feel funny inside.
Well, you'll feel a lot better after a good night's sleep. Come on, girls, snuggle down. This is the last night at Father Tim's house, I promise.
Deep down, I knew I wouldn't be able to keep that promise. I had control over nothing. And that's the scariest thing as a mother.
Good night, Mummy.
Good night, Mummy.
Good night, loves.
I lay down beside the girls in bed, listening to their breathing, and then I drifted off to sleep. I dreamt of Thomas.
We were on holiday together, walking along a cliff path overlooking the sea. And then Thomas stopped, turned to me, and he said...
I'm sorry, Francis. I'm so very, very sorry.
And then he smiled. A sad, sad smile.
No.
And...
No, no.
He walked off the cliff.
No!
When I woke up, it was morning. The sun was bright. And the girls were gone.
Ah, oh, Francis. Cup of tea, dear. Lovely day, isn't it?
Where are the girls?
They came down early. They've had their porridge and they're outside on the swings. Have a seat. Toast.
Yes. Yes, okay.
Drink this.
Thanks.
I can never start the day without at least 3 cups of tea. So, how was your night? You feeling rested?
Yes.
Marmalade. This was the last of my own, made last January. Tim prefers it to what you buy in the shops.
Thomas. I want to see Thomas.
Well, that's good. That's very good. It's time you two sat down and talked about things.
Why hasn't he come round?
Well, perhaps he feels at fault. Would you like Tim to speak to him again?
Yes. I think I would like that. I think...
Are you all right, dear?
I feel really strange.
Well, maybe you just need some fresh air. Why don't you join the girls outside and I'll see if Tim has a moment.
Thank you. Oh.
Get careful now. Oh, you've been through such a lot, Francis. It's not surprising you feel a little strange. Now off you go outside. I think you'll find a surprise waiting for you.
It was almost as if I was floating as I made my way outside.
Hiya! Hi!
Jackie? Jill?
Someone was pushing them.
Girls?
Your turn.
As I got closer, I realised it was someone I knew.
Hello, Francis.
Mummy, this is Mr. Whitney.
Girls, get away from him. He's a stranger.
He's not a stranger.
This is Mark. He paid for our cuddly toys at the zoo.
Girls, off the swings now.
Oh, girls, be careful.
Get away from them.
Well, I'm just trying to help Francis. You know, their bones are sensitive now that the process has begun.
The process? What? What do you mean?
How are you feeling, Francis?
Back away, girls, get behind me.
But Mummy, he's a nice man.
Yes, Mummy.
He's not a nice man. I want you to go inside. I want you to get inside now.
Francis, please, just wait a few moments. Has it started to kick in yet?
What do you mean?
A little something in your tea this morning to help you relax, you know, to help you see things more clearly.
Father.
That's right.
Help
me. Here, let me help you.
Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
No. Why don't you have a seat? Look who's here.
Daddy!
I turn and there he is. Thomas with Father Tim and his wife.
Francis. Perhaps I should explain. Mr. Whitney is not a stranger. He's a dear friend. He's one of us.
One of what?
Us, darling. One of us.
Thomas? What is this? What are they talking about?
Thomas is one of us too, Francis. A valued member of our church.
Do you understand now, Fran?
You're Bud.
We're all a part of this, Fran.
Everyone except you, Francis. But not for long.
You're sick. You're all sick.
Daddy's not sick.
No, dear. Your mummy is right. We are all sick. The whole world is sick.
Indeed, Father Tim, but these girls are the cure. Your girls, Francis, are special. They're the cure.
Thomas! Please, don't let them take our girls. Not again. Don't let them take our girls.
Just relax, love.
Yeah, Mummy, relax.
Girls enough, don't laugh at Mummy. She's not feeling very well. Why don't we take her upstairs?
Yes. Come on, Mummy. Everything will be all right.
Where? What are you...
Inside the house, please.
No!
Thomas, control your wife.
Come on, love. You've been through a lot. One step at a time now. Help her, girls. Help Mummy.
Come on, Mummy. One step at a time.
Here we go, love.
You okay, Mummy?
Here we are.
There you are. Have a rest. All will be well. And all manner of things will be well.
Right, come on, girls. Let's leave your mother to it. She needs some rest. Fran. Fran.
Mummy, wake up.
Wake up. Fran, you've got to wake up.
Wake up.
What?
We've got to go.
Thomas, what?
They drugged you.
You were all sort of woozy, Mummy, and saying funny things.
And I thought you were going to fall over.
All right, shh, girls. I need to talk to Mummy, all right?
But Thomas, you're part of this.
I'm a part of nothing, except us. You, me, and the girls. This was the only way.
Thomas, what are you talking about?
I had to pretend that I'm still a part of this cult, but I'm not. I'm sorry, Francis, this is all my fault and I'm going to do something about it. Look, I stole the house keys. We can get out of here. Now, girls, we're going to have to be very quiet. Can you do that?
Like mice?
Yes. Yes, like two little mice.
Thomas.
Yeah?
How can I believe you after everything?
Look into my eyes, Francis. I'm begging you. Trust me.
Hooray, it worked!
Shh, Jill. Quiet.
We're playing a game, Jill. Remember? Both of you be quiet. Like little mice, remember? These people, what are they doing?
Praying. Now come on, we can get through here to the front door.
Jackie, did you hear that? He said our names.
Shh, girls. Shh. Come on. What are you doing, Thomas? Where are you going?
No, Thomas. Come on, you know what's got to happen. Mark!
You need to get out of my bloody way.
Run, all of you, to the car, run! In you go, in!
Are we going home, Daddy?
No, come on.
Then where are we going?
Get in the car, now! Lock the doors, all of you!
Thomas! Your home is here with
what
us.
What do you want? What the hell do you people want?
You need to stop this now and get out of the car.
We made an agreement, Thomas. Can't just walk away.
I looked back at them through the rear window. They were just standing there, calmly watching us. as if they knew that wherever we went, no matter how far, they would find us.
I waited at the coffee shop, across the street from the police station. When Benil arrives, he's sweating and holding the pile of documents, the chain of title for Matilda.
Hey, Benil, are you okay?
Yeah, I ran over here. Let's have a seat. Over there, by the back door.
I've known Benny for 12 years, and we were married for 6.
Come on.
This is the first time I've ever seen fear in his eyes.
Again, I apologize for snooping, but I read through the chain of title. Jesus, Frankie, Mark Whitney owns the skeleton?
Apparently, that's what the English lady told us.
What English lady? Frankie, you need to call the police.
I just came from the station. Why? What do you know about Mark Whitney?
He's dangerous. He's the Grand Dragon of the Hellfire Club. With a lineage that stretches back thousands of years. After I published my article on the club, in which I was somewhat critical of their practices, Mark Whitney started harassing me, you know, sending me letters.
Letters? What kind of letters? Like, threats?
Sort of. Not exactly, but he knew things about me and us.
Us? What did he know about us?
A lot. At first, I thought he was just trying to intimidate me, but then his letters started becoming eerie. He knew about my dreams.
What do you mean?
I mean that literally. I started having these recurring nightmares, and Mark Whitney somehow knew about them. He wrote about them in his letters, specific details, like he was reading my mind.
Well, what were you dreaming about?
Frankie, what is it?
Do you see that security camera?
Yeah. What about it?
The name on the side. That's the same name as the security cameras at the Mutter. The security company.
What?
The footage from the Mutter, it's backed up by the security company. Come on.
What? Where are we going?
To find out who stole Matilda.
Okay. Hang on, we're almost there.
I sit with Benil at the security company, huddled around a monitor
right,
with the tech guy.
He is ready.
He shows us the security footage from the break-in at the Mutter, the missing 20 minutes between 3:13 a.m. and 3:33 a.m. when Matilda was stolen. And sure enough...
Shit, Frankie, are you seeing this? There's someone in the museum.
Sure is.
Can you zoom in and slow it down?
Yeah, one sec.
We see the burglar, dressed in all black, their hammer smashing Matilda's display case.
Oh man, this is real police evidence, huh? So do you recognize him?
I can't tell. He's got his back to the camera and it's too grainy. Can you clear it up a bit?
Or... No, wait. He's turning around.
Yes, show us your... Oh, it's a her.
There she is. On the security footage, staring up at the camera like she wants to be seen by me. Carrie.
Got you, bitch.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
Thank you.
The Sisters is a Gold Hawk production, presented by Realm in association with Lights Out. Created by Brett Neachin and written by Brett Neachin, John Scott Dryden, and Mac Rogers. Frankie is played by Mae Whitman. Francis, Helen Baxendale. Mark, David Morrissey. Duncan, Miles Heiser. Thomas, Lee Ingleby. Carrie, Jennifer Armour. Benil, Theo Ogundipe. Detective Sal, Lola Wayne. And The Psychiatrist and Father Tim by David Holt. With sound design by Adam Woodhams and original music by Seymour Milton and Sasha Putnam. The script editor is Mike Walker. For Gold Hawk Productions, the producer is Emma Hearn, and the director and executive producer is John Scott Dryden. For Realm, the producers are John Brooks, Fred Greenhall, and Nicole Otto. And the executive producers are Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Find the full list of credits in the show copy. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.